when the angel turns into the devil, excuse me, when the angel turns into a demon, you know, it was always a demon. When the angel turns into a demon, because they can't change your free will, when the angel turns into a demon, because they can't control you or manipulate you, when the angel turns into a demon because they can't get you to do their will instead of God's will, when an angel turns into a demon because they can't get you to follow some kind of weird scheme, illogical scheme that they have planned for you, when an angel turns into a demon because you won't follow the mother-in-law, when an angel turns into a demon because you won't support their false doctrine or their fake reality bubbles, it's obvious it was a demon all along. It was obvious it was a demon all along. I'm looking back over my life and all the Jezebels from the past, they looked like an angel, but they turned into a demon because they couldn't get their will. They couldn't force you to do their will. They couldn't force you to worship them or put them above God and His Word and the truth. When you really woke up, when you woke up to the fact of what you were dealing with, and you said, I think I'm gonna walk away from this, that's when the demons showed up, because you realize it was all a show. It was all fake reality. To admit that you believed the lie, the fake reality, that's the hardest part. But once you admit it, say, oh, it wasn't even real. Once you admit it, the game, the jig is up. The jig is up. Once you realize you're dealing with somebody who's actually kind of ignorant and dumb and selfish to the hilt, once you see that the jig is up and you walk away, it's pretty much over. It was all fake reality. So when the angel turns into a demon, you see the fake reality for what it really was. I'm not talking about somebody just losing their cool every once in a while or getting upset or mad. I'm talking about somebody whose whole reality, their whole reality was fake. The painted face, the picture was not even real. The painted image, the imagery was fake as all get out. Blows your mind. There was no consistency, you know. It was just show. It's kind of like the corporate system. You go into the corporate system, it's all plastic smiles, plastic faces. Then when the reality hits, you realize the corporate system was there to use and abuse you. Steal, kill, and destroy, use and abuse, you know. You know they can write off your, you know the businesses write off your labor, write off you as an expense. They write it off. It's a write-off. Kind of blows your mind how it's obvious what's going on. The low-level minions just care about their bonus. That's all. It's a write-off. It's all outward show and image, you know. It's funny how the angel turns into a demon when you want to just do your own thing for a season. when you want to have your own peace and have your own space and do some research, do some study, do your hobby. It's pretty sad when you have a hobby and the angel is proud of that hobby, building that hobby up, until the angel gets in the door and you say, well, you know, I've kind of give up my hobby for the last 30 days, I'm going to go back to it. And then the angel turns into a demon because you're taking away time from them, because they can't manipulate you if you're busy doing something else, you know. Y'all know, deep down, you know when something's not right. Something's not right for a reason. Their body language, their eyes, their micro expressions, their words reveal what they are. It don't take long, people. Go by your gut feeling, your intuition, your gut feeling will tell you, oh, I remember this person reminds me of this criminal over here, or this thief, or this liar, or this person. Oh, yeah, this is the queen bee, worship me, fractal holographic truth playing out in reality. This is Babylon. This is a fractal view of Babylon, the harlot riding the beast, wanting to be worshipped. Katy Perry with her little diamond wanting to be worshipped, thinking that she's something when she ain't nothing. The delusion of Katy Perry, that video, what was the name of that video? Dark Horse or Dark something. She really thinks that she's got something. She really thinks she has something. She ain't got jack. It's fake reality. She's a shapeshifter. If you think about that video, how evil that video is, she got what? All these different people worshiping her. Got her little dog running around, a little diamond in the video. So she has to shapeshift and be whatever who she wants to be worshiped, right? But each person she has to shapeshift to become what she needs to be for that person to worship her. Ecumenical. I can't believe I was married to one. That it blew my mind. She became, one comment she made, she says, people just like you automatically, but I have to work hard to make people like me. I thought, because I don't want nobody to like, I'm just myself. I'm genuine. I'm just me. If you're trying to become, if you're trying to make people like you, that's a deep insecurity. Why aren't you secure in yourself? I'll never forget that. Probably till the day I die, I'll never forget that. When she said that, it's still in my mind. It's been a long time. 30 years. She said, I have to work hard to make people like me. She was narcissistic. She had to use their name. She had to apply the principles of how to win friends and influence people. People pleaser. If you're trying to make people like you, what is that about? Who cares? Just be yourself. Be genuine. If they like you, they like you. If they don't, they don't. Let them go on down the road somewhere else. I don't even know why I even put up with that as long as I did. I actually didn't put up with it because I called her out on it. And when I called her out on it, she'd take off and run because the truth was too hard. Then she'd come back and try to figure it out. Then I'd call her out on her junk again, and she'd take off and run. It was always the same game, a people pleaser, and fake. Fake is all get out. I'm talking about fake. I'm talking about really fake. And so you see the demon, the angel turn into a demon when nobody's there to give them attention and to build them up. And it was like, wow, this is weird. Is this a human being? Their agenda was all that mattered. And then they didn't even really know what their agenda was. I saw a pattern. They had an agenda, but at the same time, their agenda changed with the wind. Their agenda changed with the wind. And so the future faking and just saying whatever comes to their mind and really not following through with anything, their lies, I mean, it always crashes and burns because they're not steady. They're not steady state. They're fickle. It had to crash and burn because if everything about you is fickle and no stability and the words contradict, then come on. Make a decision and stick with it. Yeah, so fickle, double-minded, people-pleasing. That's why they change with whoever's in the room. They change who they are. They try to be somebody they're not. They adjust who they are depending on who's in the room. And so they're shapeshifters and people-pleasers and pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. They have no stable identity. And they shape shift just depends on who they are because they have no identity. And it really sucks to be around these kind of people because you don't even know what you're dealing with. It's kind of like standing on some solid ground and there's an earthquake under you because you don't even know what you're dealing with. And you know they'll sell their soul to the devil in a split second for some money or attention or whatever, because I saw it. Because you see them, whoever has the money, that's who they're kind to or nice to. Whoever has the money, they're friendly to that person. It doesn't matter what their age is. They don't care. They'll go, if somebody has a lot of money, they can be a lot older and they'll sleep with them, you know? And it's not even a maybe, it's an absolute, because these people, all they care about is the world, the flesh, the pride of life, money, pleases of men instead of pleases of God, lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. These people only care about money and image and outward show, and they're only of the 3D, and they don't think about the eternal state and their soul. They only think about the works of the flesh and the pleasure of this earth, and they will not sacrifice and stand true to their... They don't have any kind of moral ground that they stand on. They shapeshift no matter what it is. They'll say whatever to get whatever. Whatever they want, they'll say. And they have a long-term plan, and they don't care who they hurt as long as they keep their plan. And it's really... And they'll use and abuse people to get that agenda accomplished, whatever that plan is. And it's really sick. And it's contagious. If you're not careful, if your spirit field is not, you're not contagious to it, but what I'm saying is you'll see that it's a contagion around the people they are around. It just multiplies and they're all fake. They're all fake. They're just fake. They're just fake people. I mean, come on. If you have to be fake, think about it. They sold their soul to the devil and they became a fake person. Their soul is not even real. Nothing about them is really real. They're shapeshifters, and that's why the angel can become a devil and you're like in shock that's even a thing.